God knows the desires of your heart. When you follow the plan He has for your life, you'll live in joy and peace. Hear more from Gloria Copeland on how to place yourself in God's will. Next, on The Believer's Voice of Victory.
Hello, everybody. I'm Gloria Copeland. Welcome to The Believer's Voice of Victory. We're talking about 24 things again this week. We're talking about 24 things to get you in the will of God and to keep you in the will of God. And they're simple things that every person could do if they were interested enough in being in the will of God. So my job is to tell you what they are. I can tell you that they work. And your job is to hear and do. Hallelujah. If we can have a Bible, but if we don't do what's in the Bible, we won't get the blessing that comes from knowing the Word of God and knowing God. So we're talking about 24 things to get us in the will of God, to keep us there, from Romans 12. And to do that 24 things, I have to do it in the Amplified Bible. So yesterday we covered almost nine. So I'll just repeat those to you again today. We won't go into them, but I'll tell you what they were. The first one, and all of these are from Romans 12 in the Amplified. The first one is from Romans 12, 1, dedicate your body to God. Your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit. Dedicate your body to God. In other words, you do with your body what God says in His Word, and you don't do with your body what He's against, in Jesus' name. That is so important, because disobedience and failing to put your body in its place, or as the Bible calls it, crucify your flesh. Your spirit man supposed to be over your flesh man, telling him what to do, the flesh part of you. And it is a disobedient body. A body that goes after sin opens the door to all kind of failure in your life. Sickness, disease, prosperity, every kind of failure, a failure of prosperity. So that's very important. Then Romans 12:2 says for us to be transfigured. So we dedicate our body to the Lord, and we let the Word of God transform us or transfigure us. We put on the new man that's on the inside. The new man, that new creature, as the Bible calls him, a new creation that happens in you when you're born again, that old man, that spirit man of sin, he dies, and the new man, the new creature in Christ Jesus, is in there because the old man's born again. So we put on that new man on the outside. That was number two. Number three is don't overestimate yourself. Pride. The scripture says pride comes before a fall. Don't overestimate yourself, but the scripture says to rate your own ability soberly. A lot of people live in a dreamland about themselves. It's easy for them to see everybody else's faults and shortcomings, but they fail to look at their own faults. Now, our job is not to judge other people. Our job is to judge ourselves. And the Bible says, judge yourself and you'll not be judged. How much better is it for you to judge yourself and make changes now than to be judged later on? So don't overestimate yourself. Have a sensible, accurate look at yourself and make yourself behave. Now, there you have it. Don't I sound like Mother today? Mother Gloria. Don't ever overestimate yourself. That's number three. Rate your own ability soberly. Number four, this is from Romans 12, 6 and 7. Use your gift and give yourself to it. We have a calling. There's a master plan for our life. God has a plan for us, and He has gifts that He's put in us. So we're to use our spiritual gifts and our natural gifts in the honor of God. Use your gift and give yourself to it. Whatever you're called to do, that's what you want to do. So you could see that in 1 Timothy 4, 14 and 16, 1 Peter 4, 10 through 11. And then the fifth thing from Romans 9 is love with sincerity. We know that that is our commandment. Jesus taught us if we'll keep this commandment, we'll keep every commandment. If you walk in love as God says love is, the revelation of love from the Bible, you will keep all the commandments. So we walk in love, love with sincerity. And you find the description of love in 1 Corinthians 13. The sixth thing is hate evil. Turn from it. What fellowship has light with darkness, the scripture says. So learn to despise evil, not covet evil, not wish you could go over there and do that, but despise it. Turn your back on it. Say no. Who is the author of all evil? Satan. He's our enemy. He's come to steal, to kill, and destroy. So we hate evil. We turn from it. What fellowship has light with darkness? That's number six. Number seven is hold fast to that which is good. And you know, these things are our responsibility after we get born again. Our body, making our flesh obey, making our mouth obey, obeying God, spirit, soul, and body. That's our responsibility. Number seven is hold fast to that which is good. That comes from Romans 12:9. You find out what's good from the Word of God and you hold fast to that. In the hard times, in the easy times, you obey God. Number eight is love one another. Prefer one another. That's from Romans 12:10. Love is the opposite of selfishness. Now here, we got to number nine. We did part of it. So number nine from Romans 12:11. This is last week. And if you want to look on the internet, I'm sure they'll be there. And then you can check up on all of it. Here's number nine. Never lag in zeal and earnest endeavor. The Weiss translation says, don't be lazy. Now, here's some rewards of that. Look at Proverbs 14:10-4. Some rewards of don't be lazy. Bible, it's not scriptural to be lazy. You should be working at something. You are not to be lazy. You're not to just depend on other people. You are to do what God tells you to do. He's got a plan for your life. He's got a vocation for you. You find out what it is. You do it with your heart. So Proverbs 10:4 says, he becomes poor who works with a slack and idle hand, but the hand of the diligent makes rich. If you want to be rich, God's not opposed to rich. It's not a dirty word. He says the blessing, his blessing, will make you rich. And the curse will bring poverty. But you have to do what he says to get that blessing of his to work for you. So there's security in it. There's safety in it. Riches in God will not harm you. But riches out in the world without the word of God is dangerous. You know, but if you got God, you're honoring God with the, you know where it came from. You had to do what God says in order to get riches from God, abundant life. And so there's safety and protection when the way God does it. The hand of the diligent makes rich, Proverbs says. And then in 10:13-14. Let me see what that says. Well, I must have the wrong scripture reference. So 10:4. Maybe it's 10:4. I just read that, didn't I? Proverbs 10. Let me look at it again. 10:4 says, riches provide no security in any day of wrath and judgment. But righteousness, right standing with God, delivers from death. Hallelujah. So that's where our hope is. But when we walk with God, we obey God, the blessing comes on us. And it increases us. It provides riches. It says when in Proverbs 10:13-14. Let me see what that says. On the lips of him who has discernment, skillful and godly wisdom, skillful and godly wisdom is found, but discipline and the rod are for the back of him who is without sense and understanding. Wise men store up knowledge in their mind and heart, but the mouth of the foolish is a present destruction. We know from the Bible that our words count. What we say with our words, according to what Jesus said, is what we receive. That's Mark 11. And then it says, the rich man's wealth is his strong city. The earnings of the righteous in right standing with God, but is the earnings of the righteous, the upright, lead to life. But the profit of the wicked leads to further sin. So God knows what you're going to do with your money. And if you're going to use it toward life, you're a safe investment. He can bless you. But if you're going to use it for more sin, you're just going to curse yourself with the money that you have. So the earnings of the righteous lead to life, but the profit of the wicked leads to further sin. So the hand of the diligent makes rich, which brings us to the next one is, be aglow with the Spirit. This is number 10. This is the last one was about zeal. Weist's translation says, not to be lazy, don't lag in zeal, or earnest endeavor, not to be lazy. And so we're taught in the Bible to work, and we're taught to be diligent, and that the hand of the diligent makes rich. Hallelujah. So that's a good thing. Be diligent. Now, in number 10, this comes from Romans 12, 11. Let's look at that in Romans. It says, never lag in zeal, be aglow with the Spirit, never lag in zeal, and in earnest endeavor. Be aglow with the Spirit, burning with the Spirit, serving the Lord. So we are to have zeal. We are to be diligent. We are to, the scripture that I have here is Jude 17. Let's look at that one. One little book here in Jude. I hope I can find it today. I know it's in my Bible. All right, I think it's right before Revelation. So Jude, where am I now? Jude 17 through 21. But you must remember, and that this one is be aglow with the Spirit, serving the Lord. Be on fire, in other words. Jude says in verse 17, but you must remember, and this is from the Amplified, but you must remember, beloved, the predictions which were made by the apostles. They told you beforehand in the last days there would be scoffers following after their own ungodly lusts. And it is these who are agitators, setting up distinctions and causing divisions, merely sensual creatures, carnal, worldly-minded, devoid of the Holy Spirit, destitute of any higher spiritual life. But you're not like that, because you're in God. But you, beloved, build yourselves up on your most holy faith. What is faith? Faith is believing what God says rather than what you see with your eyes, what the world says, what anybody else says. You believe the Word of God and you say it with your mouth and it comes to pass. That's Mark 11, the definition of faith. But you, beloved, build yourselves up on your most holy faith. Make progress, rise like an edifice, higher and higher, praying in the Holy Spirit. Guard and keep yourselves in the love of God. Expect and patiently wait for the mercy of our Lord Jesus, which will bring you to eternal life. Hallelujah. So be aglow with the Spirit. Let's look at 1 Corinthians 14:1. Another scripture about that. It says, eagerly pursue and seek to acquire love. Make it your great aim. So be diligent about going after love. Make it your great aim, especially that you may prophesy, interpret the divine will and purpose in inspired preaching. You, beloved, eagerly pursue and seek to acquire this love. Make it your aim, your great quest. Ken and I didn't have any success in life until we began to walk in the Word of God. And then when we found out that the Word of God was our answer, that that's where faith comes from, that faith is what changes things, and how faith works, that you have to get your heart and your words, your mouth, in agreement with what God says, and things come to pass, not always instantly, but they come to pass. Now, when we began to do that, things began to change in our lives. But I'm telling you, we were not casual at it. We did it diligently. We got into the Word diligently, day and night. We were tired of poverty. We were tired of sickness. We were tired of the curse coming on us, nothing working right. It seemed like everything we did just flopped. And we were tired of it. So we were diligent about the Word of God. And diligent is a good word to use here. Never lag in zeal or earnest endeavor. Be aglow with the Spirit. Be on fire. We got on fire. And when we soon began to get results, and we began to prosper, and we began to learn how to live by faith and make it work. Be aglow with the Spirit, serving the Lord. So you can't just be lazy. You can't be a lazy Christian and expect to turn your whole life around. But if you'll have zeal, if you'll be aglow and on fire for God, if you'll give God the attention that it takes for Him to change your thinking and change your words, it will change your circumstances. But if you're going to be lazy about the Word of God, don't expect too much. Because in my experience, it takes diligence, it takes zeal. And besides, that's when it's fun. A carnal Christian, just a cold or a warm Christian toward the things of God, they don't ever have any fun. They don't get to see the results. They don't get to see their faith working and doing impossible things. But one who's on fire for God, and we know faith comes by hearing and hearing by the Word of God, so we know where to get faith, and we can have as much of it as we want. I am still on the increase. I still spend my time. I spend time in the Word of God and build my faith up. I love the Word, but I love the results too. So this says, be aglow with the Spirit. Let's see if I read this scripture in Proverbs 3:23. We're still talking about being diligent. Proverbs 3:23 says, he will die. Let's look at verse 21. For the ways of man are directly before the eyes of the Lord. And he who would have us live soberly, chastely, and godly, carefully weighs all man's goings. God knows what our heart is. He knows what we're doing. This says he carefully weighs our goings. His own, man's own iniquities shall ensnare the wicked man, and he shall be held with the cords of sin. He will die for lack of discipline and instruction, and in the greatness of his folly will he go astray and be lost. That would be the opposite of being on fire, being aglow with the Spirit, producing. Now, Ephesians 5, let's look at Ephesians 5:18. We may have covered some of these things last week, but it won't hurt you to hear it again. And many are probably tuning in for the first time. 5:18 says, well, let's look at 15. Look carefully then how you walk. This is such good advice. Look carefully then how you walk. Live purposefully, worthily, and accurately, not as the unwise and the witless, but as wise, sensible, intelligent people. Making the most, the very most of time, buying up each opportunity, because the days are evil. Therefore, do not be vague, thoughtless, and foolish, but understanding and firmly grasping what the will of the Lord is. And do not get drunk with wine, for that is debauchery, but ever be filled and stimulated with the Holy Spirit. So there you have it. Should you get drunk? No. This says, do not get drunk, but ever be filled with the Spirit. If you're going to get drunk on the Spirit. You can get so carried away, it's much better than being drunk on alcohol, and there is no hangover. It only does you good. So we are to be filled, overflowing with the Spirit of God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And we are to be diligent. And it says in 26, let me read 25. That's one of my favorite verses. Husbands, love your wives as Christ loved the church and gave himself for her, so that he might sanctify her, the church, her, us, born-again people, having cleansed her by the washing of water by the word, that he might present the church to himself in glorious splendor, without spot or wrinkle or any such thing, that she might be holy and faultless. So God's will is that we get washed with the washing of the water of the word. Now, you need a bath every day. You need a natural bath every day, but you need a spiritual bath every day. You need some of the word of God every day to keep you cleansed and whole, and let the word correct you. It says the word corrects and admonishes and teaches us. And it will teach us how to walk in victory and how to walk in healing and how to walk in prosperity and how to get out from under the curse that the world's laboring under and walk in the blessing. So we are to be aglow with the Spirit. We are to have zeal. Carnal Christians are miserable. What's a carnal Christian? That's somebody that's born over again, but he doesn't know anything about the blessing. He doesn't know that God wants him to prosper. He doesn't know that God wants him to heal. And if he's heard that, he won't receive it and walk in it. So he's in a position to really be judged, because he's perhaps heard, but he hasn't been diligent and become on fire with the Spirit of God. So we're not going to be carnal Christians. We want to be spiritual Christians, full of zeal, full of fire, full of desire, full of faith, so full of desire for God that we give God time and attention in our lives. We spend time in the Word. We spend time in prayer. You ought to get up earlier. If you don't have time to pray the way you are right now, you ought to get up earlier. Spend time in prayer. Pray in the Spirit. Pray and confess and say those things that you desire to come to pass in your life. And the blessing will come into your life. That's the way you release your faith, by the words of your mouth. Now, how do you get those words? Well, Proverbs 4 gives us the key to life. It says, keep the word in front of your eyes, going in your ears. It gets in your heart where it works there, where it talks to you, and then it comes out your mouth in faith. Hallelujah. Anybody can do it. Anybody can have zeal. Anybody can have faith. Any born-again believer can walk in victory. I'll be right back.
In a world out of sync, beating to its own rhythm, God has a different way for you to live, by His Spirit. Escape the detours, miss the wrong turns, and get your life going in the right direction with God's Word and the power of faith.
And you can walk in victory every day of your life in this earth if you will learn to walk with God every day.
Walk in the Spirit, a dynamic, life-changing teaching by Gloria Copeland, is just the resource you need to help get your life in sync with God's Spirit. You'll learn how to tap into all that God has planned for you, discover how to develop faithfulness to God, overcome the struggle to control your own life, find out how to live a life pleasing to God, and learn more about the benefits of living in obedience to God and His Word. Start living a whole new life today, walking in the Spirit. To order your copy of Walk in the Spirit, log on to kcm.org and order online. This dynamic CD series by Gloria Copeland is now available for just $16.99. Walk in the Spirit is a great teaching for anyone who wants to be guided by the Holy Spirit and walk out God's plan for their lives. To request your copy by phone, call 800-575-4455. Or if you prefer to write, the address is Kenneth Copeland, Fort Worth, Texas, 76192.
Our offer this week is Walk in the Spirit. It's eight CDs that I did concerning how to walk in the Spirit, how to hear from God. And many of the things we're talking about fall into that, but then there is a thing where you go on further out to spend time with God, to obey God, to learn how to hear His voice. And when you learn how to hear God's voice, and you get to hear Him direct your path, and you have unction in the Holy Spirit and you recognize it, the Spirit of God will teach you how to hear His voice if you want to know. So I recommend that you get these CDs and listen to them. Don't just put them up. Sometimes I order things and I don't listen, but don't be like that. You listen. They won't do you any good if you don't. So order yours today. I want to pray for you. I want to pray for your healing this morning. Father, I just lift up every person. I'm asking you for healing and peace and blessing upon them. I rebuke sickness and disease off of you, and I command your body to be healed from the top of your head to the soles of your feet. I believe for the peace of God to come into your life and for God to be able to talk to you and tell you what He wants you to know so that you can do it. Hallelujah. Receive that. Did you know that we air on 1,229 stations in the world with the ability to reach more than 605 million people? Now, all 605 million people are not tuned in, but they could. They could if they wanted to. In over 200 countries. We were recently on in, Costa Rica, on Enlace. And that night we were on live for a couple of hours on there. And they go all over Central America, Costa Rica, and all over Central America. And we had prayer requests, and we're on that station, partners. You've helped us get on there. We're on there. We go into all those different countries. Oh, so many countries called in with prayer requests. There was a stack of prayer requests this high in just a couple hours, and that wasn't all of them. People were continuing to call in. So the Word of God's being preached. If you know anybody in those countries, you need to let them know you can hear the gospel. Thank God we can get it here in this country and in others. I'll see you again tomorrow. And this is Gloria Copeland reminding you that Jesus is Lord.
Thank you for joining us today on the Believer's Voice of Victory. For more information on Kenneth Copeland Ministries or to order a copy of today's broadcast, log on to our website at kcm.org or call us toll-free 800-575-4455. Kenneth Copeland Ministries is here for you with teaching tools, prayer, and other ministry resources to help you live in faith and victory every day. This is the year of fullness of blessing, a time for you to receive the blessing without measure.
Hello, everybody. I'm Kenneth Copeland, and this is Dr. Don Colbert and his lovely wife, Mary. We just finished 2 weeks of broadcast in how to go from wherever you are to fullness of health, and you don't want to miss a word of it.
Be sure to mark your calendars for these special broadcasts.